The Texas Conservation Alliance is working with the Meadows Center for Water and the Environment at Texas State University to expand the number of so-called stream teams on East Texas rivers. These citizen scientists carry out monthly water quality testing at a designated spot along the Sabine, Sulphur, or Neches rivers. Janice Bazanson heads up the Texas Conservation Alliance. She says the volunteers test the temperature, pH, and other variables. The data is then sent to the Meadows Center at San Marcos.
The state does quite a bit of water quality testing themselves, but they simply can't reach enough places to have as much data as they would like. So having the Texas Stream Team in place vastly increases the number of sites that are tested.
The Stream Team program began more than 20 years ago, and 8,000 people have been trained, according to Travis Tidwell. He is the training coordinator at the Meadows Center.
We're kind of like the brain of the operation. All of the data flows to us, and we manage it and store it and analyze it.
Tidwell says about 500 citizen scientists across Texas are currently involved in monthly water quality monitoring on rivers, streams, and lakes. He says the number of volunteers has dropped off in East Texas, so the Meadows Center is working with other environmental agencies to beef up recruitment in these parts.
Just by having these hundreds of people going out and collecting water quality samples, it's more eyes out on the water so that they are able to identify pollution events, you know, pipe breaks or sewage spills or illegal dumping.
The volunteers must first go through a six-hour training program to learn how to operate the equipment and gather the data correctly. One was recently held at the Ellen Trout Zoo in Lufkin. Janice Bazanson hopes to organize another training day in the future as volunteers step forward.